The Power FM Brekkie Show.
Jules, you're in your element. Look at you go.
I really am. I've got a kitten in my hand, and I'm looking at two other kittens, and I am happy as can be.
You've got a little basket of them. And this is, of course, we've got Sheree Reid from Shay Guy Small Animal Rescue with us in the studio. Good morning, Sheree. How are you?
Good morning. Good. How are you?
Not too bad. So three kittens.
There is a reason you've brought these beautiful little bundles of
fluff
in.
There definitely is. Yes. Yeah. We've had, I don't know if people have seen on our Facebook page, we've had a little bit of a bad week with dumpings of kittens.
Mm. Well, let's talk about what Shay Guy Small Animal Rescue does, because that's a big part of, you know, what your day, what you do is rescuing these kittens that have unfortunately been left.
Absolutely, yeah. We set up the group to help people with their animals that they didn't want, more or less, or animals that couldn't speak for themselves.
Yeah.
So mainly cats and kittens, but we do take in any other small animals as well.
Well, I did see that the list of those, I think there was reptiles in there and guinea pigs and all kinds of things.
Yeah, we've got guinea pigs in care at the moment. We've taken in our weirdest critter that we've taken in is an axolotl, probably.
An axolotl?
Oh, wow.
Yep. We also took in a lady was cleaning up her rental property where people had done a runner.
Oh,
and
wow.
And there was a great big fish tank there.
And they left the fish?
They left the fish tank there.
Yeah.
That's
and it was really dirty, the fish tank, so they didn't know there was anything in it. Well, I put the pump on and got it going.
Yeah.
In the fish tank was a heap of fish and a pet yabby.
Oh, wow.
My gosh.
So we rehomed the fish and the pet yabby.
So you... Does a pet yabby, does it go to someone who's already got yabbies, or is that like a standalone pet situation? That's a funny one.
There are people that have them.
So,
pet yabbies.
Yeah.
Oh, well, each to their own.
Exactly.
You did mention that it has been particularly busy of late.
It has, yeah.
Okay.
I had a call from a lady who was driving home from Geelong a couple of days, a week ago now, I suppose, and just between Meredith and Buninyong, she found a box on the side of the road.
Okay.
I thought that looked a bit strange. I better check that. So she checked it and there were 12 very unwell little kittens in the box.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's awful. It wouldn't even cross my mind if I was driving from A to B somewhere, if I saw a box on the road, that there would be something in there.
No.
The box could have very easily have been discovered.
Yeah. Fallen off the back of a truck or something as well, so you don't know.
So, and you were saying you're here not to necessarily blame and point the finger, but to help people who are in a situation that feel like they need to do this, you want to let them know that there are other options.
Absolutely, there is, definitely. We offer a lot of different types of things where we can help people out. One being when the kittens are 8 weeks old, we will take all the kittens into care.
Yeah.
We'll get them de-sexed, microchipped and vaccinated.
Yeah.
And we will assist with cheaper de-sexing for the mum if they need that.
Yeah.
We've also, in cases, taken in the mum and the bubs until the bubs were 8 weeks old.
Okay.
And which is good because then you've got the mum there feeding the
babies. It's so much better for the babies to have mum with them. So if we could encourage people to keep hold of the babies until they're 8 weeks old and stopping the giving them away at 6 weeks old.
Yeah.
Or giving away at 5 weeks old.
They're too young.
Yeah. They need to stay with mum until they're at least 8 weeks old.
Yeah.
Even if they're not fed. A lot of the excuses are, but they're not feeding from mum anymore. They're eating and drinking on their own. They're learning a lot from mum in those last couple of weeks.
All the behaviour, right?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah.
Kittens that have been hand-raised are naughty.
Yeah.
Well, I've told you about my kid.
Yeah, Charlie's a monster.
These guys that Jules has got in her hand now are probably only about 4 weeks old, five weeks old.
Are you kidding? They're so small.
They'll be naughty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they're going to have more handling and they've not got mum to growl at them to say, don't do that.
Yes.
And this is a situation where, and I didn't even realise this was a thing, but you said you suspect the mother was dumped along with the kittens while she was still pregnant simply because she
not
was
these
pregnant.
Not, yeah,
oh, it
these
wasn't
one,
these
no,
ones?
Not these ones.
Okay.
The kittens in the beer bag, the beer box kittens were actually out, because we got another two the day after.
Okay.
After the 13.
Yeah.
So you've had a huge influx.
We got another two that were out at Miner's Rest.
Okay.
And they were in a beer box on a walking track.
Goodness gracious.
That's so
they
awful.
Can afford to buy beer.
Yeah.
Put that $50 aside and get your mum de-sexed.
Let's talk about that. So if someone perhaps is, they don't know what they've got kittens on the way and they do not know what to do and they're, worrying about what to do with the kittens, what is the best way to reach out to you guys?
Give Brenda or I a call or get on the Facebook page. Send us a message.
Okay.
That's the thing, because you guys aren't judgmental at all.
You just
want to help. We have a
lady recently who has had, she's had a number of cats.
Yeah.
During her, we've seen them advertised and all that sort of stuff. So we knew that there was cats and kittens around.
Yeah.
We contacted her because she had another lot of kittens that were available.
Okay.
Contacted her, and she'd been told by somebody that she was on a blacklist.
Oh, right.
We don't blacklist anybody.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, when they ask for help, we give them the help that they need.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
the priority for you guys is just about helping these cats in whatever way it can be done.
Yeah, and it's not just helping the cats, it's helping the people as well.
Yeah.
A lot of these people can't, like if they can't afford to get their cat de-sexed,
yeah.
It's the continual cycle of kittens.
Well, yeah, because then the cat gets pregnant again.
Well, out of these 13 kittens that we've got, there's 6 females.
Okay. Yeah, and that's just going to perpetuate the issue,
absolutely.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
We'll touch briefly on, obviously this costs you guys money. It's not a free thing. Do you take donations?
We sure do.
Okay. Yeah. And the Facebook page, again, is the best spot for that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. We had the 12 kittens are seriously sick at the moment. Like they've all got flu. Mm. We have lost 2 little ones.
Yeah.
One was born without eyes.
Oh, wow.
She was doing really, it wasn't eating well or anything like that, but we did lose her. And that's the heartbreaking part of it.
Oh, of course.
And if I start... You know,
talk about it.
I will because it's the people who do the dumping don't think about what it's going to do to other people, like the person that picked them up.
Yeah, exactly.
Down to the rescuers, to the vets that we have to rush them into. We rushed all of those into the vet that night.
Yeah,
so that they could get checked. So you know, it's that as well. But all I have to do is make a phone call.
Yeah. Well,
if
you do want to find out more information on either how you can donate or more information on what to do in this situation. Look up Shay Guy Small Animal Rescue on Facebook. Just put that in your Facebook search engine. It'll be very easy to find the group there. It's been a pleasure, Sheree. Thanks for dropping by.
Thank you so much.
The Power FM Brekkie Show.